19 to 7. Hidden History. Charles Fay, our historian, a resident historian here at the Wake Up Call. Charles, very good morning to you, sir. How are you?
All right, thanks, Mark.
That's the way. Now, Frederick Coldray, we're talking about today. Castlemaine, photographer, and would it be fair to say later in life, bit of a nutter?
I think he might have been, yeah. I think he might have been very early on in his life, actually, but anyway.
All right, we digress. Let's talk about Frederick anyway, because he certainly had an interesting story, and there is actually a laneway named after him in Castlemaine now, isn't
it? Castlemaine, yeah. Well, the first we know about him, he was in Collingwood sometime in the early 1850s, probably drawn to Victoria by the gold rushes. He came here with his wife, Eleanor, and he moves from Collingwood to Ballarat, where he does set up his first photograph studio, and he uses a process known as the Collodion process, which I'm not a sort of expert on the history of photography, but I think it was a chemical process that took a fair while for the exposure to take place, and sort of limited what you could do. So he became, I suppose, a portrait photographer, but with a sort of local chemist, Alfred R. Fenton, they invented a new process which they called the panotype, and this essentially speeded up the Collodion prints and placed the photograph on black leather.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
And so the purpose of that was, it was, you know, probably stronger than paper or and could be sent in the mail. So again, I think very important for migrants, they could send pictures home to their families overseas.
Yeah, and also says that once it had been through the process, they were insensitive to touch. So you could touch them and you didn't sort of ruin them like I guess you would have with photographs of the time.
Photographs. Yeah, they put a sort of a varnish over them, which protected them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And when he was in Ballarat, you said he was a sort of bit of a nutter. Well, he was active in local government and trying to sort of, get his opinions across to the community. But he suffered, I suppose, in the late 1850s. And I think photography was probably a very risky business. You had to sort of rely on people paying for it. So he had defaulting clients, he was robbed, he had floods, and he lost his partner who had invented the panotype process. So the poor Frederick fell into insolvency.
Oh, dear. What I'm keen to talk about is, well, A, how he ended up in Castlemaine, but B, his interest in spirit photography.
Yeah, well, when his business in Ballarat failed, he moved to Castlemaine, and he set himself up as a spirit photographer. And, I mean, I think if you think about the 19th century, death was everywhere. You know, lots of children died in infancy. People died, you know, suddenly in mine accidents. So death was something I think people died in their own homes too. Mm. So death was everywhere, and I think spirit photography was a way of capturing the dead, I think.
Right. Well, that was the idea, wasn't it, to actually capture a picture of the spirit in the photo. And we did talk about the fact, we've talked before about the fact that spiritualism was sort of pretty rife.
Very big.
Yeah. So, quite interesting. But he became obviously very much a part of Castlemaine. His kids played cricket there and, all sorts of things. So he really settled down there.
Yeah, well, not only did he have a photographic studio, he had an employment agency, took out a wine license, and was a glee singer, whatever that is, around town. And he became an auditor of a mining company.
Oh, God.
And on top of that, he was prominent in the local Independent Order of Oddfellows, which was a lodge. And I suppose, very importantly, he took part in the Benevolent Asylum, which was a place for, I suppose, the indigent poor to go in their last years.
Right. What was it, going back, what was it, a glee singer, did you say?
Yeah.
I'll have to look that up, find out what a glee singer was. But, yeah, okay. Wow, so he's certainly, his CV would have been quite diverse.
Yeah, And I suppose one of the important things he did was he took a group portrait of the so-called old residents of Castlemaine and also of Malden, and that still survives in Castlemaine today.
Wow. Very interesting character. He passed away in Castlemaine in 1889. And as we said, there is a laneway, Coldry Street on the corner of which the family lived, a short lane that runs between the northern stretches of Bowden and Farnsworth Streets, and is named for him. So there you go. If you're wandering around Castlemaine and you want to see a bit of history, that's the way to do it. So fascinating bloke. Charles, thank you as always.
Okay, Mark, catch you next week.
Good on you. Look forward to it. Charles Fay, Hidden History.